Today, in current events from a Christian perspective, Biden's FAA is actively recruiting people with quote-unquote severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities as part of diversity and inclusion plans. Meanwhile, a trans golfer wins a women's tournament, showing once again, according to culture, not me, culture, the best women are men. But then again, what is a woman? In case you're looking for a reason to throw your TV into a large lake, here's the new animated series from Amazon Prime about the daughter of Satan and the unbiblical and fictional Lilith, who is supposed to be the mother of vampires. We're going to have to look at that story. And all the while, the World Economic Forum brings out a witch doctor shaman to sneeze. I mean, bless the leaders. All this and more today. I'm Matt Odegaard, and this is Church Public. Welcome back to Church Public. I am your host, as always, Matt Odegaard, and I really appreciate you stopping by today. Audio listener, I love you. And if you want to keep listening on audio, I love that. If you want to see any of the videos that we will look at today, you can go to churchpublic.com or you can go to YouTube. We're going to post it there and see what happens. A big roll of the dice there. And if you want to support, churchpublic.com/support. We bring you current events from a Christian perspective to help you live out your faith in everyday life, because this life is getting more and more crazy, and I want to help you deal with that. So with that, we're going to look at some news. We're going to look at some news events and kind of make sense of what we can make sense of, which may or may not be anything. So we're going first to the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, via the Post-Millennial. This article says that Biden's FAA is actively recruiting people with, quote, severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities, end quote, as part of a diversity and inclusion plan. The FAA is placing a priority on hiring people with severe intellectual disability as part of its diversity and inclusion initiative. According to its website, the FAA claims individuals with targeted or severe disabilities are the most underrepresented segment of the federal workforce, end quote. Under its People with Disabilities program, the agency says it will, quote, actively recruit, hire, promote, retain, develop, and advance people with disabilities, end quote. The FAA targets the following disabilities as a matter of policy, quote, hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disability, psychiatric disability, and dwarfism, end quote. That is a quote. That's not me talking. That's a quote. The FAA told Fox News that it, quote, seeks qualified candidates from as many sources as possible, all of whom must meet rigorous qualifications, and that, of course, will vary by position, end quote. Its website reveals those with disabilities or those who have veteran status can also be hired via the non-competitive on-the-spot process as long as the manager files the proper paperwork, thus giving them preferential treatment in the hiring process. The aviation industry has received further scrutiny from the public in the wake of the Alaska Airlines door plug being blown off the side of its two-month-old Boeing 737-9 MAX aircraft, causing it to make an emergency landing. And if you missed that story, go back an episode and listen to that story, because I went on and on about that story and some other things that Alaska Airlines is currently doing, which is not particularly great. Anyway, in a post on X, tech mogul Elon Musk asked, quote, do you want to fly in an airplane where they prioritize DEI hiring over your safety? Question mark. He added, that is actually happening. End quote. He went on to say, people will die due to DEI. That is a direct quote from Elon Musk. Musk's comments came in response to a report that revealed a 2022 Boeing began prioritizing diversity, equity, and inclusion as part of its hiring process. The Alaskan Airlines situation came on the heels of a shocking report in December, which showed there were 19 instances where planes nearly crashed into each other at airports in the first 10 months of 2023. All of this and more is going on in the skies above our heads, which should lead you to question whether you should fly at all. No, I can't say that. Anyway, you should just figure out what's better, a pilot that is trained or a pilot that meets certain physical criteria. I mean, you make the choice. Let's keep going on in the news. This, I am tired of these stories, people, but I have to share this story again. Came across my news feed this morning. Trans golfer wins women's tournament. So in normal people speak, that means a man beat a bunch of women playing golf. This is according to a news article that I read. A transgender golfer with dreams of making it to the LPGA Tour has won a women's tournament in Florida, which improved, this is the article, her chances of earning herself in a spot in the qualifying tour. Haley Davidson, 30 years old, came out on top at the NXXT Women's Classic January 17 at the Mission Inn Resort and Club, 35 miles northwest of Orlando. Think of a picture of this. Let's take a look here. So, again, if you're just listening, I don't know how to describe this picture other than there's one person who wins, three people in the picture. One of these things is not like the other. I'll just leave it at that. You figure out the difference. NXXT Golf is a professional women's golf tour focused on, quote, elevating women's golf, end quote. Continuing, quote, from their tour website, quote, the tour's mission is to prepare the world's best young women professional golfers for a successful career on the LPGA Tour, end quote. Again, in this story, yeah, okay, so women's golf. Continuing on in the article, the win propelled Davidson to the top of the NXXT's tour. I don't know golf. I apologize, people. It's probably like next. That's how you pronounce it. I'm just going to keep spelling it out. Again, in the article, it says she boasts a total score of 1320, which is a 150-point advantage of the rest of the women and the women in second place. 150 points ahead. This person, who, by biology, is not a woman. Listen, I'm tired of these stories, but once again, I'll ask the same question or series of questions. Why are any women playing along with this man? Why are people pretending? Why don't all the women just quit the tour, say no, gather themselves up on their own tour that will live in reality instead of this dream world? But I guess we'll just have to wait for that. In other news, and, you know, in case, as I mentioned at the beginning, you're looking to throw your TV into a large lake and you just need a reason to do that, here is the new animated series from Amazon Prime about the daughter of Satan and the unbiblical and fictional Lilith, who is supposed to be the mother of vampires. Boy. Yep. So this is a real show. It's coming out. It is called Hesbin Hotel. I suppose I'm pronouncing that right. I really don't know. And it's H-A-Z-B-I-N, Hesbin Hotel. And this is the post on X, formerly Twitter, about it. Quote, heaven and hell like you've never seen them before, end quote. Why do I do this? Okay. According to the post, I really try, but sometimes, all right. According to the post, he, that is Satan, was a dreamer with a fantastical idea for all of creation, exclamation point on that, but he was perceived as a troublemaker by the elders of heaven. That's the description according to the creators. Like, it's hard for me not to laugh at this. We're talking about Satan in an animated series. Okay, so I'm not going to play the trailer for you. I just didn't really feel like it. If you want to go and track down the trailer, you can go and watch the trailer. I don't recommend it. It's not that terrible. It's just dumb. The whole trailer is about how Satan wanted man to have free will and how evil the heavenly hosts, aka God, were for keeping man in chains. It's a pro-Satan series told from the perspective of apparently the spawn of Satan. Or perhaps in 2024, maybe just an animated show for kids. Seriously, people, this is where we are. I guess I'll end this news story with Isaiah 5:20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. That feels like the right place to land on that story. I don't know what else to say. We're looking at news from a Christian perspective, current events from a Christian perspective. What do you say about an animated series for kids about literal Satan? This should be obvious, but apparently in this new world, it's not. All right. So we're going to go to another story here. This is about sports. Now, you know, and I have to say, I guess I have to caveat here, I'm not the biggest sports person. That's just a truth about me. I've revealed it. I've been transparent about that. However, it's always interesting to me in the surroundings of sports. So I'm not going to look at any sports highlights. I'm not going to evaluate any sports plays because I can't, and you would laugh at me, and that's fine. But this Texans rookie quarterback, C.J. Stroud, who happened to play this game in Houston, he thanked someone in a live post-game interview after Houston's 45-14 wildcard round Saturday over the Browns when the network's Sunday Night Football NBC account on X, formerly Twitter, posted the clip. A certain part was edited out. So I'm going to play these two clips for you, and you tell me if you can hear or spot the difference depending on if you're listening or watching. So listen to this. This first clip is a clip of the live broadcast of what he said, and then I'll play you the second clip. So first clip, here we go.
First and foremost, I just want to give all glory and praise my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's been amazing.
So that was the first clip. Here's the second.
I mean, your first NFL season and a record-setting performance for you. What does this moment mean?
I mean, it's been amazing being in this city for as short as I've been. But
all right. So I know that was fast. I'm gonna play this for you again, just in case you missed it the first time. He has this statement. I mean, it's been incredible. That's kind of what he says, right? I mean, it's been amazing being in the city. That's what he says. But he says something before that. I think it's an important thing that he says before that. Let's listen to the first clip again.
First and foremost, I just want to give all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's been amazing.
Then, when it is edited, this is what everybody on X heard.
I mean, your first NFL season and a record-setting performance for you. What does this moment mean?
I mean, it's been amazing being in this city for as short as I've been. But
now, listen. People have to edit stuff. Okay, I get that. But what is it that they edited out? The first phrase was, hey, she asks, what's it been like? And he answers, first of all, I want to give all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then the post that was posted on Twitter, X, what was it like? Straight to, I mean, it's been amazing being in this city. And he goes on from there. And listen, I know people edit things, but they edited out the fact that he loves Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I think that's a little bit sketchy there. I think that's a little bit sad. Like, hey, this guy loves Jesus. Is it not okay for him to say that? And the answer, according to NBC, is no, it is absolutely not okay to say that you love Jesus. As I keep mentioning, and you guys say I'm crazy for saying this all the time, maybe if you're listening, you're on the same page as me, but they don't want you to proclaim your faith anywhere in public. They just don't. And they're going to reinforce this as much as possible. This is selective editing. Sure. And you'll say, well, they just made an editing mistake. No, this is not a mistake at all. This is an intentional choice to chop out the fact that he chooses to say, hey, I love Jesus. He's my Lord and Savior. And they just said, nah, it's just been great, you know, playing some ball. Listen, people. This is why I do what I do. I know this seems like a small story, but I think this is a bigger story, and it's the story that they don't want you to talk about your faith outside of your house. And I believe, as I read the Bible, and God says things like, love God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, I think that means all of you. I don't know how that cannot mean all of you. Heart and soul and mind and strength is kind of everything you have. So that means everywhere you go, everything you do, you love your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this wonderful footballer happened to point out, he does. And the news media conglomerate corporation said, no, you can't say that out loud. And I would like to push back and say, you sure can, and you probably should. Speaking of talking about your faith or doing things to represent your faith, I really like this story. I'm not going to go too deep in this story from a political standpoint, but I think it's super important. And the point is, Oklahoma Republican State Senator Dusty Devers has recently proposed a number of bills that he says align with biblical standards. I absolutely love this. This is, just happens to be a report that I'm reading from the Republican Sentinel. Republic Sentinel. And he has proposed a number of bills with things like abolish abortion, repeal no-fault divorce, ban pornography, introduce a crackdown on false testimony in respect to crimes, reform election laws, eliminate state income taxes, provide grocery tax rebate, create electronic access for transactional gold, a bunch of things, economic things, moral things. I know there's those people out there. You can't legislate morality. Of course you can, and you should, and you will. Every legislation does legislate morality. The only question is, which morality are you going to legislate? My suggestion has always been consistently, think you should use the law and the gospel to legislate morality. The Ten Commandments, the commandments of Jesus, who says, do you obey my commandments? If you don't, then you don't love me. That's what he says. You can read it for yourself in John. So what's it going to be? Do you love God or do you love Satan, as Amazon Prime would like you to do? Dusty Devers, he's a minister at Grace Reformed Baptist Church in southwestern Oklahoma. He attracted nationwide attention after his first campaign advertisement went viral on social media. He promised to introduce an aggressive, socially conservative platform inspired by biblical standards of justice. Upon his election to Oklahoma State Senate, he said in a statement to the Sentinel, these newly filed bills reflect how he would do what I said I would do. I mean, I love that too. Mean what you say and say what you mean. That's a motto, not only me personally, but of our house. We try to mean what you say and say what you mean, because not only did Jesus tell us, let your yes be yes and let your no be no, I think it's important to live up to your word. Devers says, quote, because they voted me into office, I, as their servant, filed bills that represented many of the reasons they elected me. He said, it's my honor to represent their voice as calling for the elimination of income tax, abolition of abortion, ban of pornography, repeal no-fault divorce. And he goes on and on. I won't read this whole thing. I'll just jump back in and say, he said, quote, I will serve and honor my Lord, the Oklahoma Constitution, the United States Constitution, as I stand accountable to them, end quote. And I would say to that, amen. Fantastic job. We need more of this, not less. It is Christ or chaos. There is no other way. Either you serve weird pagan gods or Satan, as we saw in some of those stories at Christmas time with satanic idols and satanic displays of Christmas trees, which again is an oxymoron, but they did it anyway, or you serve Christ. There's just no in between. So speaking of weird pagan Satan things, we're coming to the World Economic Forum. Now, I'm not going to go too deep into what the World Economic Forum is. It's led by Klaus Schwab. It's a whole thing. I have so many thoughts about it, and I don't want to go off on a tangent right now, but it's not great. It's not a great organization. It's a bunch of oligarchs who just kind of want to control the universe, and they do weird things. This has just been true for sure, but this particular year, it has just occurred this last week, so maybe you saw some other news about it. I saw a bunch of news about it, but this is the one that really caught me. Basically, they brought out a witch doctor, and that's not my description. I think it's a witch doctor or a shaman or something, bless the leaders. I think we should just, let's just watch this video. Okay. There's a little bit more that I want you to see, but I need to pause there and say, there's a little bit of what we heard. there was a translation of this, so I want to read you a little bit of the translation. But before I read the translation, I just want to say there are choices. We always make choices, and we make choices about what we're doing, what we're saying, how we're living, and how we're going through events and political ideas. I just got done saying it's either Christ or chaos. You either go to the way of Christ or you go a crazy pagan way, kind of like we're seeing here. And if you're just listening, what you're seeing is a native person who is all in native garb, face paint, headdress, everything. They could have just as easily had a prayer to God, which many political events have had throughout history, and yet they chose this. Now, before I watch the rest of this with you, I want to read some of the things that this person said. This is Shaman Chief Putani Yawanawa of Brazil's Yawanawa tribe, and the message translated, some of it was this, quote, the message I have to bring, the voice of all the people of the forest and us indigenous people, a voice of nature, the voice of the forests, to say the healing is within us, our spirituality within an alliance, the union, the unity of our thoughts. She continued, we count on you and your help, all the people, so that we may unite, hold hands, unite our hearts, listen to this, unite our thoughts in the same direction for the healing of the planet, and the healing is spiritual. End quote. I'm going to read a little bit more in a moment, but the healing is spiritual. They are talking about a spiritual thing. You can believe whatever you want about climate change, whether or not the climate is changing, or whether or not humans are to blame. Those are probably true things. However, what is the solution? Is the solution to have spiritual pagan healing and prayers to Mother Earth? Or is the solution to try to be conservative and conserve what you can and do the best you can with what you have. Those are two different paths, and they have wildly different outcomes on how you live and what you value. Do you value humanity as the ultimate value of God because God values humanity and says he made us in his image and we hold special place in the universe? Or do you value the earth because a mother deity, earth creature, something, tree people, apparently it's what we're talking about, they say you're angering the earth spirits or something? I mean, this is Christ or chaos. Do you believe in a pagan earth spirit or do you believe in God? You kind of can't do both. A little bit more of what she said. This is a quote. So I want to ask all the people, the forest, our forest is life. She's asking for help. This is a quote. I have to pause here. This shaman witch doctor is saying the forest is a she. She is asking for help. Continuing on the quote, she is asking for help that we all may be united in our hearts and our thoughts. And when we are all united, our Mother Earth will listen to us. Thank you very much. End quote. So again, this is about earth spirits, Mother Earth, the spirit of the earth. We have angered, and if we've angered the earth is going to be mad at us and kill us all, apparently, unless we're nice to it or do what this particular shaman does right here. Okay, I got to pause again. So if you're just listening, you're like, what is this sound? The sound is this person grabbing, there's a bunch of World Economic Forum representatives on the stage in chairs, and this person is grabbing their face in her hands and effectively sneezing on their face, I guess, to ward off the evil spirits that are resting on their face or something. I don't know. We don't even need to watch the rest of this. You get the idea. But hey, so a couple things. One, I was reliably told for a couple of years that you're not allowed to stand within 6 feet of another human or you're going to kill everybody's grandma by this organization, the World Economic Forum, who's spearheading this whole thing. And now you're telling me I should sneeze on someone's face to end climate change? Like, I don't feel like this message is very consistent, but you can draw your own conclusion here. That's the first thing. It's kind of gross. Secondly, and I think the more important thing is, this is a spiritual battle. And I continue to say this over and over again. I'm actually working on I'm going to do a little short post maybe in a couple days here about some of the Lord of the Rings, Tolkien, illustrations and analogies and spiritual warfare, because I think there's some parallels we can draw there, and there's one in particular that I'm thinking about. But I'll it's kind of a teaser. I'll tell you that in a little bit. But we are in a spiritual battle. We read that in Ephesians 6, as well as other places, and we need to understand that we are. And when they literally get up with a shaman and do a pagan ritual right in front of your face, I just want you to notice this is a pagan ritual that's happening right in front of your face, and they're trying to get rid of the mean earth spirits by sneezing on your face. And I hope you can recognize that's not Christian. At the very least, hopefully you can see, whatever you think about climate change, you can think the world is all going to end in a year or two, whatever Greta Thunberg has told us the last time. Okay, but regardless of that, following Mother Earth and doing pagan rituals, if you're a believer, is not going to get you anywhere. And likely is going to get you to the wrong side of the spiritual battle that we're on. And that's the point that I want to point out. So we're going to end with Romans 1. We'll begin about verse 22, though all of Romans 1 is great. Here it is. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, exchanged the glory of immortal God for images resembling mortal man, birds, animals, creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up to the lust of their heart, to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies amongst themselves. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. That's the creator, not the creature. And Paul says, amen. This is just what we're seeing. It's just clearly what we're seeing. We're seeing people who worship Mother Earth and worship the Earth, worship the creature, rather than one who created Earth. Yes, we need to take care of the Earth because we are literally charged in Genesis 1 with stewarding the Earth and 2 and 3 and many other places in the Bible. And we should do that. And we probably have done a terrible job at that. I can agree with that. Sure. Do you, as a solution, worship the Earth itself? No. This is Paul saying absolutely not. Do not worship and serve the creature, the Earth, the spirits. Worship God. Worship the Creator, who is, as Paul says, blessed forever. This is the difference, and this is what we have to continually keep in mind. I know this probably sounds really basic and boring to you, but apparently we have to say really basic things because this world has gone absolutely insane, and witch doctors are sneezing on people, and we're calling that good. It's just not. It's not Christian. It's not real in the sense that it's not right. It is real in the sense that there is a spiritual battle going on, and it's elevating and it's very real out there. We've tried to use modernity and science and reason to say there's no spirituality. That's been the push for decades now, since the 40s, 50s, 60s, that there's just no spiritual. Now, the pendulum has gone the other way, and you see things like this by the World Economic Forum, who are the oligarchs who are trying to rule the world, bringing spirituality into their ritual. And unfortunately, it's just crazy pagan rituals because there is spirituality and there is real spiritual warfare going on that we cannot see around us. And yet we need to choose a side. Like I said, Christ or chaos. Who are you going to serve? As Joshua said, choose this day who you will serve. You either serve God or you serve man. You can't serve both. And my recommendation, as always, is to serve God. I hope this is helpful for you. I hope it is a blessing to you. If it is, send it to somebody you like. If it's not, like I said, throw your TV, your devices, just throw them all in a lake because you're not going to need them pretty soon. For Church Public, I'm Matt Odegaard, and keep the faith. As always, if this was helpful at all to you, go ahead and like, subscribe, and share. Send this to your friend. Write a review. You can always support at churchpublic.com/support. We will see you next time. God bless.